Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss Raja Rao. Now Raja Rao was born in 1908 and he died in 2006. And he comes from a Brahmin family in southern India. And during the Gandhian era, means during the freedom struggle, he's part of the Trinity. And the Trinity basically refers to Raja Rao, Mulk Raj Anand and R.K. Narayan. These three are called the Trinity. Three most important writers during the Gandhian era, or let's say pre-independence times. So he was born in Mysore, which is now in Karnataka. And over there, he received a bachelor's degree in 1929. And after that, he went to France, where he studied literature and history. And while at France, he got married. And after some time, he returned to India. He also participated in the Indian freedom struggle. And he also carried out some underground activities against the British regime during that time. However, after independence, he again went to France and alternated between India and Europe. And then he went to United States, where he became professor. Now, let's come to his important writings. Now, he has written novels as well as short stories. And the name of his short stories is The Cow of the Barricades. Okay, The Cow of the Barricades and Other Stories. This is the title of his anthology, which came out in 1947, the year India became independent. His first novel was Kanthapura, which came out in 1938, means during the time of India's freedom struggle. And in the novel, you'll find that it reflects the Gandhian ideals. And basically in the novel, the narrator is a elderly woman of a particular village. And she describes how the Gandhian ideals engulf the people of almost the entire country, and specifically the protagonist of that novel. So Kanthapura very much reflects the Gandhian ideals. And Kanthapura is also famous for one more thing. In the preface to this novel, Raja Rao talks about the English which Indians use. How Indians, even while they use English, they have modified it. Now I'll read out the important lines of this foreword which he includes at the beginning of Kanthapura. It's very famous. Quote, "One has to convey in a language that is not one's own, the spirit that is one's own." Unquote. Again, he goes on to say, with respect to English, he says, quote, "It is the language of our intellectual makeup, like Sanskrit or Persian was before, but not of our emotional makeup. We are all instinctively bilingual, many of us writing in our own language and in English. We cannot write like the English. We should not. We cannot write only as Indians. We have grown up to look at the large world as part of us. Our method of expression, therefore, has to be a dialect, which will someday prove to be as distinctive and colorful as the Irish or the American. Time alone will justify it." Unquote. So, this is how beautifully Raja Rao sums up the difference between the intellectual makeup and the emotional makeup of many Indians when they have to write in a language which may not be their mother tongue. And the foreword to this novel is very famous. Then some other novels of Raja Rao are The Serpent and the Rope. Okay, The Serpent and the Rope. After that, The Cat and Shakespeare, A Tale of India. Okay, this is the complete title. The Cat and Shakespeare, A Tale of India. And in 1988, one critic even said about Raja Rao that the greatest achievement of his is the perfection of the metaphysical novel. This is what a critic has said. And in 1960, his second novel called The Serpent and the Rope came out. And this is basically a autobiographical account of the narrator, who is a young intellectual Brahmin, and his wife seeking spiritual truth in India, France and England. And the novel takes Raja Rao's first marriage and its disintegration as its subject. It also investigates the intersections of Eastern and Western cultural traditions. Now, some more details about this novel, The Serpent and the Rope. As I said, this is somewhat autobiographical. So, the name of the protagonist is Ramaswamy. Okay, Ramaswamy. He's basically a young Hindu who goes to France to do research in history. He meets and marries Madeline, who herself is a lecturer in history. But they soon drift apart gradually as Ramaswamy comes to realize the gulf between the Indian and the Western conceptions of love, marriage, family, especially after he meets another woman called Savitri. Okay, And Savitri is also a Cambridge-educated and militantly modern girl, but who is Indian at her core. In her heart, she is Indian. Later on, Madeline withdraws from their relationship, and Ramaswamy realizes that his love for Savitri, far from being that which may be physical, is actually an instrument of achieving the higher love, the ultimate union of the soul with God. And the novel ends with Ramaswamy setting out to go to his guru, who alone can destroy his ego and make him fit for the great consummation with God. So in this novel, the themes of true love and marriage gradually lead to the larger theme of the quest for self-knowledge, which is suggested in the title, The Serpent and the Rope. And the significance of the title is, just as the rope sometimes is wrongly taken to be the serpent, means saap samajhte hain, galti se hum log. Similarly, the limited self is often regarded as the individual soul, which is only an aspect of God. And one realizes that the individual soul is one with the universal. And the novel Serpent and the Rope is basically a truly philosophical novel. So philosophy is not in the story. The philosophy is the story. Now, after that, let's discuss another novel of Raja Rao, The Cat and Shakespeare, A Tale of India. Okay, this is the complete title. This came out in 1965. Now, The Cat and Shakespeare is another attempt at philosophical fiction, or let's say metaphysical comedy. And the author himself has called this novel a book of prayer. Okay, a book of prayer. So, in terms of storyline, it's pretty simple. It's about a cat and two clerks. The name of one clerk is Ramakrishna Pai, and Ramakrishna Pai is also the narrator. And the name of the other clerk is Govindan Nair. Okay, Govindan Nair. And Ramakrishna Pai is basically a ordinary man who loves the beautiful Shanta, and he dreams of one day building a big house. And the other clerk named Govindan Nair, he is a simple man whose philosophy of life is that one should surrender oneself completely to the supreme principle in the universe, which he symbolically calls Mother Cat. Okay, Mother Cat. And there are some funny episodes in this novel in which there is cat worship. They worship the cat in the corrupt rationing office where Nair works. And then the sudden death of his boss due to heart failure, when the cat sits on the, you know, man's head, and later on the trial of the cat in a court of law. So all of these are a bit funny. And in the end, what happens is Ramakrishna Pai fulfills his ambition of building his house, and Govindan Nair, despite the death of his son, returns to his old happy self. He just tries to be the person whom he earlier was, the old simple man. So a question might arise as to what is the symbolic significance of the cat. See, the symbol of the cat is basically drawn from the philosophy of modified non-dualism, according to which man can save himself not through knowledge but through self-surrender. So in a way, you can say that The Cat and Shakespeare is a allegorical novel, or let's say a metaphysical kind of comedy. And with respect to novels written by Raja Rao, I've mentioned three: Kanthapura, The Serpent and the Rope, The Cat and Shakespeare, and one more novel he has written is called Comrade Kirillov. Okay, Comrade Kirillov. And these four novels are the most important novels of his. Okay, the most important ones. And Comrade Kirillov basically considers communism through its portrait of the title character. Means Comrade Kirillov is also a character in it. So basically it's about communism. And Comrade Kirillov was published in 1976. Now, a little bit more about Comrade Kirillov. This novel was, as I said, was published in 1976. And this novel is basically a sketch of a South Indian man whose real name is Padmanabha Iyer. Okay, Padmanabha Iyer is the real name of this character, whom Raja Rao styles as Kirillov. And the novel begins with the sentence, quote, "I first met communism in Kirillov," unquote. And Kirillov's self-description is, you know, there is another important quote: "Anonymous my name, logic my religion, communism my motherland," unquote. And basically this novel is set in the 1930s and 40s in London. And the novel mainly comprises the garrulous Kirillov's opinions on communism, the British, the war, then India's freedom struggle. Later on, Kirillov marries Irene, who is a Czech girl. who shares his convictions and on her death leaves for Moscow. And later on, Kirillov lands in Peking, where the novel ends. And this character, Kirillov, is somewhat funny as well. Though he is a professed communist, he at heart is an Indian. And as the narrator describes to us, that Kirillov is torn between the Indian tradition that remains a part of him and the newfound ideology that he has embraced, means communism. And part of the narration is from the various excerpts from Irene's, who is the Czech wife of Kirillov. Part of the narration is from the excerpts taken from her diary. And in the novel, there are suggestions of the East-West theme of The Serpent and the Rope, means the novel which was published earlier. It's somewhat like that. And the feeling which Kirillov has, you know, as I just mentioned in the line, can be described using those lines. Anonymous my name, logic my religion, communism my motherland. How alike I thought to myself, my sannyasi of Banaras and this sadhu of communism. So these few lines just describe the mental state of Kirillov. And Raja Rao's last novel called The Chess Master and His Moves. Okay, The Chess Master and His Moves. This was published in 1988 and it is basically about different characters from various cultures seeking their identities. And from an exam point of view, what you should know is, of course, the name of his important novels and little bit about the storyline, because name of protagonist, name of character also comes. And of course, something about the foreword to Kanthapura, which I mentioned. And also know little bit about the awards which Raja Rao has won. For example, Raja Rao was awarded the Sahitya Academy Award. He has also been awarded Padma Bhushan. Okay, Padma Bhushan was awarded in 1969. Thereafter, he was also given Padma Vibhushan. Okay, after Padma Bhushan, Padma Vibhushan was also awarded posthumously, means after he died. And one more award you should know about is the Neustadt Prize. Okay, Neustadt Prize he won in 1988. And Neustadt Prize is basically an American prize. And the spelling of Neustadt is Neustadt. Okay, Neustadt Prize. And another person of Indian origin who has won Neustadt Prize is Rohington Mistry. Okay, Rohington Mistry was awarded this prize in 2012. So, with respect to persons of Indian origin, these two people are the only ones who won Neustadt Prize. And if you want to know what exactly Neustadt Prize is, just consult the audio on awards and prizes which I have given.